Sure.
Muchas gracias, señora Pérez.
Thank you very much, Madam President. The Fifth Review Conference is an excellent opportunity to review the state of the Convention and its protocols. We recognize the important role played by the Convention and the need to ensure monitoring of the recent developments in the area of weapons and means and methods of war that may be considered excessively indiscriminate or can have serious consequences for the principles and norms of IHL. This also gives us an opportunity to review the development of weapons technology and the use of weapons. And in this way, we should decide whether we should improve the protection that the Convention provides to civilians and combatants. We recognize the importance to ensure a follow-up and assessment of developments in science and technology, and this has a direct interest for the Convention and to help us overcome the challenges. We recognize the need by all parties in conflict to adopt all the precautions necessary in the use of mines to protect civilians. We express our concern for the humanitarian problems and development problems that are caused by ERW that represent a serious danger to civilian populations, as well as an obstacle to reconstruction and the reestablishment of normal social conditions and economic development. And in this context, we reaffirm the need to continue to develop cooperation and assistance at the international level for these purposes. We also are concerned by the use and the indiscriminate effects of IEDs and the growing impact throughout the world of attacks with the use of IEDs. We support the discussion of the issues of victims' assistance and the need to find synergies with similar international instruments, for example, the Convention on Anti-Personnel Mines and the CCM. The problem of victims is much broader than what is related to the rights of persons with disabilities. It is important to have disaggregated data, basis of age, gender, type of disability, and geographical location. This review conference should give additional impetus to the Convention and adjust it to modern times. We have to continue our codification and the progressive development of norms of international law that apply to conventional weapons that may be excessively injurious. My delegation would like to express its concern for the growing use of incendiary weapons. These concerns are related to the burns that these weapons cause, the lack of experience, doctors to deal with these burns, and the tremendous suffering that they cause to victims. And this is why we should see whether we need to review Protocol 3. This protocol does not cover weapons that incidentally cause burns, but we have seen how these types of weapons can have the same effects as those weapons that are banned by the protocol. Taking into account the good example of Protocol 4 on blinding laser weapons, we believe that the Convention has the potential to ban weapons that run counter international humanitarian law. We'll make a reference to this in our later statement. In terms of universality, we welcome the new ratification and accessions to the Convention. Nevertheless, the number of 123 states parties is still very low. If we take into account the Convention has been in existence for more than 30 years, we'd like to urge countries that have yet to do so to ratify, accept, approve, and accede to the Convention, contributing to the universalization of the Convention. Finally, we'd like to recognize the work of the ICRC, relevant organizations in the United Nations, civil society, for their